We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Guys, Ralph Marlboro here. You know I take my flavored whiskey very seriously and would never steer you wrong. I want to tell you about Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is a strawberry-flavored whiskey blended with aged wheat whiskey, American light whiskey, fresh strawberries from Ponchatoula, Louisiana. It's 86 proof, blended and bottled in New Orleans, Louisiana at the Porch Jam Distillery. Hardhide Strawberry Whiskey is not for the thin-skinned. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is supporting Saints Happy Hour all football season. So support the people who support the show. Grab a bottle of Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey today. You can pick up a bottle wherever fine spirits are sold in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee. To learn more and to find a location to get a bottle near you, go to HardhideStrawberryWhiskey.com. That's HardhideStrawberryWhiskey.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. It's instant analysis. After the Saints lost to the Texans 20-13 in a gross football game is the best way to put it. As always, we are sponsored by Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. Andrew, that's what I'm going to say. This game was gross. The Saints didn't deserve to win because when you miss two kicks, fumble an interception, suck in the red zone, you really don't deserve to win. But they could have stole it. And I don't like make sweeping general, like I'm not panicked after this game, kind of like I was maybe after Tampa or like they just lost because they did all these little things terribly. I don't make any sweeping generalizations off this game, but it was like a gross, frustrating loss.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. We were texting back and forth and you were like, yeah, it's over. You started saying that in the second quarter. You were like, ball game. When it was and 10. I was like, it's not ball game because, you know, if the Saints can figure out how to stop the run, which they did in the second half, you know, Stroud's not, I mean, he made a couple chunk plays, but he wasn't really lighting them on fire. And so, you know, the defense, give them credit, man. Like they kept the Saints around. They really did. Like in the second half, they figured out how to stop the run. The tackling got a lot better. And, you know, they put the game on Stroud and Stroud really couldn't finish him off. Like the Texans really couldn't get first downs. They couldn't burn clock. And so I think that's what made it even more frustrating was just watching the offense and their kicker, you know, just blow chance after chance after chance, you know, and that's the frustrating part. And look, like they've got a game this Thursday. I have no idea from an offensive line standpoint, like how that's going to go. But like you lose Ramczyk to a concussion. You lose James Hurst, looked like he hurt his ankle in that game. So the offensive line was already
bad,
where it was kind of unplayable. And now you've lost two guys, both tackles. So I don't really know where it goes from here. But, you know, I think there was this concept that this team was going to be about play action and making plays vertically down the field with Shaheed and Olave. And I just feel like that ship has sailed. Like they can't be that with the lack of time that Carr has to throw the football. They just can't. And it's all bad right now. But I like that was an expensive loss because at the end there you saw Shaheed turn his ankle. Like I don't know if he's going to be able to play against the Jaguars on Thursday night. Dude, give Carr credit. He's a warrior. He is an absolute warrior. But like. I know he's going to be sore tomorrow. I don't know what his status looks like for Thursday. I know Ramczyk and Hurst are going to be out, so they're going to have to figure that out. But like a bad offense just got a lot worse on a short week. Expensive loss.
Kevin, I didn't have Cesar Ruiz at right tackle on my bingo card at any point. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Like,
light that bingo card on fire.
Kevin, like, how much of the offensive struggles, how much do you blame on Pete Carmichael? And how much of you blame it on they can't run the ball consistently? And if you can't run the ball consistently, you're going to suck in the red zone most of the time. So, like, I'm torn. Like, I want to just blame Pete and throw him under the bus, but I'm not sure. Where do we fall on the blame to assess blame today?
I mean, I'm fine putting a lot of the blame on the offensive line and Pete Carmichael. You know, six what's the expression? Six or half dozen the other way? Whatever that is. I mean, you have seven penalties for over 80 yards. They were losing the time of possession battle by 6 minutes at the end of the first half. They ended up winning the time of possession battle by over 3 minutes at the game's end. So that means it's a 9-minute swing the other way in the second half. And you're telling me you could only put up one goddamn field goal in the second half? Hey. I mean, Derek Carr, sorry, good God. Derek Carr throwing for his life out there, he got hit eight times because this offensive line couldn't protect him. They were giving up penalties. They couldn't make enough holes open for runs. It's basically by grace of God and some good throws by Carr and some good catches by Olave and Rashid Shaheed that the Saints had a chance to steal this one. I mean, you were right at the beginning. This was a game that the Saints had no business still being in, and yet they were still in it and had a chance to steal it. And that interception off the fumble is going to stick in my craw for the rest of this week.
I mean, that's bad luck. Bond finally makes the biggest play of his Saints career and he fumbles it back. But Andrew, listen, the groupie missed field goal. It's, you look at the end where you're like, well, it didn't cost them because they needed a touchdown. If you would have made the field goal, they needed a touchdown anyway. But it like set a chain, set up a chain reaction. Of
he missed two field goals. And you know, if he hits both of those, then all they need is a field goal on that last drive to win it. So, a lot from a rookie kicker to be perfect on the day. I mean, 52 yarder. I mean, he's not going to make every single one, but
you got 20,
you know, from 29 yards, there's no excuse. Like
miss of the year in the NFL.
I mean, look, he should be 100% from 29 yards on his entire career. Like if you can't hit 29 yard field goal at a 100% rate in your career, you don't belong in the NFL. So like that miss was absolutely horrendous. But you know, he's a rookie, so I don't know that you necessarily give him a pass. I mean, I don't know that I'm calling for his head and his job at this point, but like you can't miss that. And here's the thing. This team is not good enough to survive two missed field goals and a fumble after an interception. Like the margins are too slim. Now go back to it. First of all, you told me, at halftime, you were like, this game is over. The Saints can't stop Houston. They're getting gashed. And I actually responded to you and I said, the Saints are going into halftime. They're going to make some adjustments. I actually trust DA on that side of the ball to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And to DA's credit, like he did, like this was by far the worst half of defensive football the Saints have had all season long. And they couldn't stop the run. Besides the interception and a couple red zone stops, like the defense really wasn't doing much. They were tackling poorly. And in the second half, like, the defense kind of went back to what we've seen all season.
The Texans had 32 yards rushing in the second half.
They completely stuffed them in a locker, and Stroud couldn't do anything. And you kept texting me ball game every time a Saints offensive drive would fail. And the way the game was playing, I was like, yeah, you might be right, but like, at some point the Texans have to get a first down, because they really weren't.
And so
when you talk about this game being frustrating, it's like, this offense had chance after chance after chance. And who do you point the finger at? I mean, look, the offensive line was bad before the injuries. The injuries made it even more significant. I think overall, if I'm grading Derek Carr, like, by the way, he was only sacked 2 times in this game, which is an absolute miracle. Like, it's unbelievable that he only got sacked twice. And I think he showed good understanding of how the game was, how his offensive line was getting mauled, and his internal clock was really good. I think Carr is starting to show an understanding that, like, hey, this offense needs to be more dink and dunk. We might be able to take shots down the field selectively here and there, but for the most part, we're going to have to be 3 yards in a cloud of dust, because, like, this offensive line is so bad, that's really all we can be. The benching Trevor Penning experiment was very short lived, but like,
2 series,
dude, I don't know where we go from here, because like, this offensive line, especially now that it's injured, like, this is their identity. This is who the Saints are, like a team that gets whipped in the trenches every week. And based on that reality, I don't really see a path forward here. Like, this offense isn't going to get any better.
Kevin?
Yes.
I mean, Carr couldn't have played any better. Kevin, do you agree with that?
No, I agree. All things considered, like I said, the guy got hit 8 times. Like, yeah, we're fortunate he only got sacked twice.
The dude played his best game of the season. Our $100 million quarterback played his best game of the season, and the offense scored 13 points. That's where we're at.
Yeah. Like he was
that's the state of affairs.
Yeah. This is the end of the free version, but thanks for listening to people that listen to the free version, wherever you get your podcast. But stay tuned, the patrons-only version, we're going to talk about the defense, and we're going to talk about who needs to get fired, thrown in the river, all of that. But thanks for joining us, and we appreciate you. Go to saintshappyhour.com and become a patron. Guys, Ralph Marlboro here. You know I take my flavored whiskey very seriously and would never steer you wrong. I want to tell you about Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is a strawberry-flavored whiskey blended with aged wheat whiskey, American light whiskey, fresh strawberries from Ponchatoula, Louisiana. It's 86 proof, blended and bottled in New Orleans, Louisiana at the Porch Jam Distillery. Hardhide Strawberry Whiskey is not for the thin-skinned. Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey is supporting Saints Happy Hour all football season. So support the people who support the show. Grab a bottle of Hardhide Ponchatoula Strawberry Whiskey today. You can pick up a bottle wherever fine spirits are sold in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee. To learn more and to find a location to get a bottle near you, go to HardhideStrawberryWhiskey.com. That's HardhideStrawberryWhiskey.com.